slab of bacon?
I always thought slabs are... I guess it wouldn't be sliced, does it? Like, yeah, I was thinking about buying a slab as a big package, you know, a piece of bacon like that.
What about the stuff that's pre-sliced? You just call that bacon?
Strips of bacon.
Okay.
When you said slab, I was thinking of slab of ribs or something like that.
Yeah.
Ribs in a slab.
Yeah, I grill those all the time outside. I love
them. Oh, so do I.
What about the part of the bacon on the end there that you can't, you know, eat?
Rind, yeah. Big pork rinds.
Okay, yeah, those are good too.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the man who kills hogs and then cuts the meat up? He's a
butcher.
Okay. And so the meat that's been kept too long, and so the meat's done what it's
cutting old.
Yeah, or if it's bad to eat, it's
swole.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about so after you butcher a hog, the meat from his head, what would people make from that?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. Ever hear that called anything
else? No. Is there another term for it?
Oh, there are bunches. Souse, relish, head cheese.
Yeah.
It goes on forever. That's the reason you investigate things. There will always be a list of synonyms for
everyone. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Grammatical things.
Did you ever make hog head cheese?
Yeah, I eat it. I've never made it. I've eaten it. I've seen it made. People call it pressed meat. All that kind of
thing. I've eaten the head of a cow. I mean, the meat from the head of a cow. I've never eaten hog head cheese.
You ever eat Brunswick stew or camp stew?
Yeah.
Usually that's made with head cheese. That's your meat.
Really?
Oh.
Well, head cheese, is it like a cheese?
It's hog head cheese, yeah.
I know, but it's not like a meat. I mean,
it's kind of a gel like.
I said it's more than a
meat. It's like meat, it's a gel. It's pretty good, sliced up, put it on
the side. It's real rich, isn't it?
Yeah, it is real rich.
I know the head of this cow I had, but it's like real rich. And friends had tasted it. It was good, but it kind of was rich.
Yeah, this is rich too. What about the, do you ever see anybody make a dish by ground up the hog liver and cook that? You ever seen that?
I don't believe so.
You ever heard of liver pudding, a little sausage or anything?
No.
Okay. What about anything, people ever make anything out of hog's blood?
I'm trying to think. I don't know anything about that.
What? You ever heard of like blood pudding or blood sausage?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I want to get into that.
Yeah.
Sounds like
that.
Yeah. Do you ever have blood pudding?
No, I've never had that.
Oh, good.
I've had liver, what I call liver pudding, liver sausage, but never any blood pudding. What about, do you ever hear about people who take the juice of hog head cheese and maybe a little liver sausage and stir it in some cornmeal and cook it up that way?
No.
Hear scrapple and
I don't believe so.
I suppose you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good.
It would be rancid.
Okay. Never heard anything else?
I can't think of a
right corner. Old or something. You should just say rancid.
Did you ever hear old people? Think about it. People your grandfather's age now to talk about butter is smelling funky. Ever hear older people use that too?
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Okay, just heard younger people use it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
Thick sour milk?
Yeah, thick.
That was thick?
Yeah, sour milk.
Like buttermilk?
Yeah. And now, is that the same thing as clabber or is that different from clabber?
See, clabber now is what you scrape off the milk.
Yeah.
I would say it's the same thing.
Okay.